Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring in Brooke Thiel. She is an NDSU Assistant Professor for Agricultural Education. Why do I have Brooke on? Not that I wouldn't want to talk to Brooke normally, but she is one of the two people at NDSU to help educate teachers and advisors to be a part of the FFA and, of course, other things in the classroom. So, Brooke, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to be here.
Well, I kind of touched on it a little bit, but maybe give a better description of what you do on a daily basis and indirectly or directly affects FFA.
Yeah, so my role at NDSU is preparing the future teachers that will become high school agriculture teachers and FFA advisors. And we do that by a number of courses that our students participate in as undergraduates, particularly like how to be an FFA advisor, how to manage a supervised agricultural experience, how to manage a classroom, all of those components.
Is that something that is a lengthy process? Is it like, is it a 2-year thing? Is it a 4-year thing?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It is a 4-year degree at NDSU. And I think that a lot of times there's a misconception that, you know, we were all students. And so being a teacher is super easy and like anyone can do it. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of fine details that people have to learn in order to be effective teachers. And so that's my job, is to help students become the most successful teachers they can be when they move out into the classroom. So they take classes through us for 3 years. Their freshman year is primarily general education courses and agriculture courses. So they'll take animal science and plant science and agricultural economics, but then they'll take an ag ed course every year from their sophomore year until they graduate.
Does that mean when you get to, like, let's just say Lisbon or Valley City and those FFA chapters and the people that organize those particular areas, have they gone through this class, or is it a little bit further up the chain where they would have to get this, degree or at least license?
I would say the vast majority of our teachers in North Dakota have gone through a traditional teacher licensure program like NDSU. Most of our teachers in North Dakota are NDSU alumni. But we do have people that come here from Minnesota, from the University of Minnesota or Minnesota Crookston. And we have other out-of-staters, you know, that come to North Dakota for whatever reason. But yes, every single teacher in North Dakota has to take a series of courses in order to be licensed. So whether they do that as an undergraduate or they do that, you know, after finishing their 4-year degree, they can take the courses and become alternatively certified. But they all do.
I found it interesting that if you want to be certified, you have to go to NDSU in this region, right?
Right now, that is true. I'm hoping that we have some good news in the future. It's okay. Not official, so you're putting me on the spot. But we're working to extend collaboration so that okay. More students across the state can become licensed. And we are now offering these courses to students for alternative licensure. So let's say you finish with a 4-year degree in animal science and you want to be a high school ag teacher. You can actually get your master's degree through NDSU at a distance, wherever you are, in order to get licensed. So that's becoming a really great opportunity for our school districts across the state.
Brooke, what are the numbers like? Is there still a lot of young people trying to get into agriculture education to be a teacher?
Yeah, so I feel like we're doing a good job at NDSU. We have about 40 undergraduate students in the agricultural education program. But it seems like no matter how many students we produce that graduate in a year, there are still shortages across the state and across the country. And so it's a constant struggle to try to increase enrollment and recruitment to ensure that we have enough teachers across the state. And part of that is because new programs are popping up all over the state. So it's not that, you know, a bunch of programs are being left open after retirement necessarily. It's that people are adding a second ag teacher to a program where there's already one, or there's a new program in a new part of the state. And so there's growth, which is hard to keep up with.
I find it interesting now. You have people in large cities paying for the right to be able to go to a farm and teach their children agriculture. And, you know, agriculture is more than just driving up to the grocery store and getting milk. So are you finding more interest maybe in urban areas to learn about agriculture?
Yes and no. There are quite a few urban agricultural education programs across the nation. Like Chicago has one of the largest agricultural education programs in the country. Here in North Dakota, the Bismarck program, for example, is growing. They've just added their fourth teacher, in recent years, which is great. Minot has four ag teachers. Unfortunately, Fargo, West Fargo, don't have any, and neither do Grand Forks. So yes and no, like it's a process of bringing those programs into some of our more urban areas, but most of our larger cities have them in North Dakota.
Again, that was Brooke Thiel, NDSU Assistant Professor in Agricultural Education. This is Inset Agriculture.